Today we are going to be learning Emir Tashem, Oisi Ois Yudches and Yutes in the Kuntres and Yonah Shulteres HaChasidus. We have explained by Riches that Chasidus is the Etzem, the Yechida of Torah, and that Yechida is infinitely higher than any other part of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, and yet at the same time it permeates each part of Torah. It permeates Pshat, it permeates Remez, Drush, and Soid. Says the Rebbe, now you can understand a fascinating inyan. When people would ask the Rabbeim, what is Chassidus? They would give all the answers, all the effects of Chassidus. That we said a Chassid goes Lefni Mishuras Hadin, a Chassid changes his Teva, a Chassid could understand the Likus. L'chayra, why are we speaking about the benefits? Why don't we go straight and say that Chassidus is the Etzem, and that's it? Why are we talking about the effect that Chassidus has on people? Why is that the uftu of Chassidus? Says the Rebbe, it's not a contradiction, an adrabe. How do we know when something is an inyan atzmi, based on what we explained earlier, when it permeates the bottom? Everybody knows the famous Mishalim that's brought down of Kola Gavoya Gavoya Biyoisa Yerd Lamatu Yoiser, which there are different Mishalim that are brought, each one bringing out a different aspect of this. For example, how do you know how bright a light is? Not if you're standing next to it, but how far it can reach. You're standing next to a light, any light you can see. What makes one light more powerful than the other is the distance that it can illuminate. The same thing is true with a chacham gadol biyoser. L'chayra, when you need to reach a child that has tremendous learning difficulties, he has a lot of learning disabilities or different learning challenges, and therefore seemingly you're speaking to the child on a very simple level, seemingly, you don't need a good teacher, you need a simple teacher to reach. Yet we know that people go to school for years and years and years to learn what? How to teach a kid with disabilities. L'chayda, you should go to school to learn how to teach kids with abilities. Why are all the courses, why are people getting training and training in order to teach kids with disabilities? No, because to reach that level, you need to have oimek ha-chokhmah. You need the greatest, strongest tools is to be able to reach the simpler child. That's where you have to understand the seichel in its essence in order to bring it out to someone that is not in the same world as seichel. Somebody understands what you're talking about, b'cholos. You don't have to get into the essence of the seichel because you could have a discussion about the inyan and everyone's involved. But when you want to reach that kid, who if you talk to him regular words, he's not going to understand. You're going to have to really think about what you want to say. You have to bring a muscle that fits to his world. It takes a much deeper understanding of the concept and a much better understanding and deeper, more and more efficient tools in order to bring it. They say that's the chokhmah of Shlomo HaMelech. The fact that he could give 3,000 mashalim. Bring things down 3,000 levels. His chachma is not nisgale in the higher levels. He was so smart that he can reach mamish, mamish, mamish lamata. So what brings out that chassidus is the ultimate etzem? Where if it could affect you, lamata, mata, if it could affect your chutza, if it could affect your midos, if it could affect you in your mata, that means that this is the true chassidus, that's a true neshama. If chassidus can affect you in your neshama, no, a lot of inyonim. But the chassidus can make a change in you, in your maisa bepoil, and your bottom line, and the parts of you which are, so to speak, mata. If chassidus can reach there and change you over there, l'shanes teva midoisov, that brings out the Halakite and the Etzemkite of Chassidus. And says the Rebbe, that's why we find a fascinating Maimer Chazal. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, the Flamidom and the Beis, Barasi Yetzahara, we created Yetzahara, Barasi Loitoida Tavlin, I also created a medicine, so to speak, to deal with the Yetzahara, I created the Torah. It would, if you learn this Gemara at face value, it comes out that Torah is, it's inyan, it's an antidote, it's a vaccine, it's a medicine for Yetzahara. Okay, and that's what many people will say. We need the Torah in order to deal with our Yetzahara. But anyone that became Bar Mitzvah knows, Alpayim Shana Kodma Torah Le'olam. Torah is Be'en Arech higher than not just this world, than any Olam. Alpayim is Nishta in Zman, because Zman and Mokam Zayin Zach Beidim Echudoshim. In other words, when we're talking about Alpayim Shana, we're talking about in Dargin, higher. The Torah is Beinarech higher than Velt. As we mentioned earlier, David HaMelech got punished for saying that Torah is the Kiyum Olam, is dependent on Torah. Zmiris Karisalu. He got punished for saying that the whole world is dependent on the Dikto Kal Shal Divrei Soifrim. Why is he getting punished if Chazal say itself, the Gemara says, that I created Torah as a tavlin for the Yetzirah? So the Rebbe explains, the Gemara is not saying that that is what Torah is about. Torah is Chachmosi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is Bein Arech higher than Briyas HaOilam. But if you want to know the godless of Torah, you want to know how Emes Torah is, it could even reach your Yetzirah. In other words, a Torah that could only reach your Nefesh Elikis, it's Nishkin Emes Azach. It's so Emes Torah that it can even reach your Yetzirah. And not just reach your Yetzirah, it can be a Mahapich your Yetzirah. In Ha'ara 114, the Rebbe says an amazing thing. It says, I created the Yetzirah, and I created the Torah as a tavlin. Tavlin literally means a spice. L'chayre should say, I created Yetzahara, and I created an axe called the Torah. The Torah kills the Yetzahara, a knife, a sword, that's a bomb, I don't know what. What's this Lashon, tavlin? Tavlin, usually put into something you're going to eat that doesn't taste so good, with a few extra spices, now when you can eat it, it becomes more palatable, it becomes more geschmack. That's what a tavlin is. And yet, we're calling the medicine of the Yetzirah, a spice, b'monoshech. Is it to destroy the Yetzirah? Is it to kill the Yetzirah? Is it to vanquish the Yetzirah? So why is it a spice for the Yetzirah? Says the Rebbe that the ultimate darga in Torah is to takabi mahapich, to turn it over, that you'll actually use it. Like, l'shanes teva midois of the nefesh of Bahamas, while the Yetzirah on its own, the bad things are bad, but the koyach hamisava, the teva, rav tvuas bekoyach shor. The ultimate goal is to be mahapich the koyach hataiva, and that's what a spice is. It takes something which you're not geshmak to eat, and now it becomes geshmak. That's the idea of the Torah. The ultimate chutza and the ultimate kibush is when the nefesh of Bahamas on its own derhez that it wants to serve the Eibishter. So explains the Rebbe that this inyan of being mahapich the Yetzirah, mahapich the person, that comes from the Etzem. Why? Because if you're talking about any dargis of Ur, Ur and Choshech, they don't work together. Miut Ur, Doicha b'Choshech. You can have Ishapcha of Choshech through Ur. Pushes it away, it fights with it. In order to be Mahapichit, you have to have something which is higher than Ur and Choshech. There's a famous Vort, they say, there was one time a Chosid, that he was having this debate, and with these different people, that they're different religions. So there are certain people that they are very, very megushim. They don't even think about ruchnias. They're megushim, they're into gashmias. He says, people which are religious, that believe in God, God is spiritual. What's spiritual? So the Chassid said, the Eibishter is not physical, he's not spiritual. He created the spiritual and the physical. Spirituality itself, Earth itself, is a Nivra. The Eibishter created spirituality. The Eibishter created Gashmias. In the Eibishter's world, Gashmias is not only not a stira telikus, the ultimate dira is bitachtoinim. That's what you have, lahavdil, in other religions. They say that if you want to be spiritual, for example, you shouldn't get married. You shouldn't get married. Someone that wants to devote himself to service of Hashem, to the Lord, you shouldn't get married. Well, you're going to be involved with a wife and raising children. It's a distraction. You're giving in to your nefesh. So therefore, if you want to really, really, really be spiritual, Torah by us is fakert. That if you want to really, really, really be spiritual, get married and make a dira b'tachtoin. That's the ultimate spirituality. But that comes from an understanding that there's no stira between ruchnius and gashmius. It's etzem. That in the world of etzem, it's not only doesn't it fight with each other, it's not a contradiction, it's the same thing. You realize that it's on the same team. And adrav, the dira is dafke b'tachtoinim. And says the Rebbe, that's what we find, that the deepest part of Torah, it says that it's mesacheches lefonav, it's like giving him a lot of pleasure. Because the ultimate pleasure, nachas, comes from hishapcha. Dafke through pnimiyas haTorah, we can reach the hishapcha in ourselves and the olam hazeh. Because when the dag of etzem, yechido is nizgala, so then you have the koyach of hishapcha, and then you have the ability to create such a nachas to the Eibishter, which is higher than anything, because it takes the choyshech, turns it into ur, and it megala that choyshech and ur are all elikus.